out on the porch, late on a summer's day. We gather round and watch the children play out in the yard, just like our former days when we were young. Long hair like him, and down below in a maze of rhododendron, we was chasing rabbits as fast as we could run. Grew so quick and the time stood still back home on Hemlock Hill. We never thought that we would grow up and be parents to our own. No rabbits caught, but we could count each hair as years rolled by. Slowly age and say goodbye. With time long gone, I remember well, back home on Hemlock Hill. My father shared stories of his life and all the years, and how he met his wife and took a job and built his family, who grew and moved from Hemlock Hill. Now every summer, like pilgrims, we ride across the state and around the lake we drive. To a time long gone, I remember well, back home on Hemlock Hill. Best out on the grill, back home on Hemlock Hill.
Charlie Masbrook, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jason?
I am good. We are on location here, actually at your place,
in my humble abode, which I wandered into soon after you left it.
Which is so funny. I could still remember seeing you all those days, you know, back then. But it's so funny to be back here now and looking around, and you've got your guitar in hand, and we're talking music all these years later.
It's remained a musical location here in Coventry. It's
cool. Well, it's the way it should be, right? Yeah. Now you've been busy with you just put out a new record.
I did back in February. I released it, and it's doing well. The folk community around the country's received it really well. I check those playlists all the time, and I think it popped up yesterday on one of them. And so that's exciting, just to know it's being received well.
Yeah, and we've been receiving it pretty well at the station. I think Up Among the Stars is one of the ones that that people really enjoy. And mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite track on the CD?
Oh, it changes from time to time. I think Emeryville is a lot of fun. There's just a lot within that track, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But there, most of the Hemlock Hill is probably my favorite, because it's about my grandparents' house. The cover of the CD is a photo of my grandparents' house up in northeastern Pennsylvania, and that just brings back a lot of good memories of them and my parents and my family and being a young kid up in the mountains there in Pennsylvania. And
I'm sure you got into plenty of trouble, didn't you, back then?
Ooh, I was always on my best behavior back then.
Back then,
yeah.
Well, a lot of your music, what I enjoyed about the CD, about the album, is a lot of it is reflective, and mm-hmm. it kind of paints a picture of kind of where you're at. I know a lot of your songwriting is like that. Do you have anything moving forward? Are you planning on releasing anything else pretty soon here?
I've been tossing around some ideas. I like to do. I've gotten into a rhythm of release a full CD every 2 years. This is sort of the rhythm I've gotten into. It's not an absolute. And then in between, like 2 years ago, Zayla and I did a live recording, which we actually recorded as a house concert here. So this year I'm thinking I might do the same, where it's just a download thing. You just put it on CD Baby. You don't make CDs. You just make it available for people who want it. And I'm thinking either I want to do a group of traditional folk and traditional country songs, like maybe Carter Family and some Woody Guthrie and stuff like that. Or an all-instrumental record, which my dad has requested. So that kind of seems like an important thing to do. You want to fulfill dad's wishes.
Now, your dad, Mr. Mossbrook, I believe what they
Joe,
call him.
Yeah.
Joe Mossbrook, longtime anchor here in Cleveland. He's more of a jazz fan. So is your music then, if you do the instrumental, is it going to be more jazz-based?
No. I mean, there's definitely, when you do instrumentals, there's definitely a sense of you lean back on the jazz stuff and the ideas that jazz presents, because you don't have lyrical content that you can fill out a story with, so the musical composition probably needs to be a little more sophisticated and complex. So jazz definitely plays a role in that. But no, I wouldn't be doing Glenn Miller arrangements on the acoustic guitar or anything like that.
Well, how about we hear an arrangement that you do have on the guitar? You want to play a song for us?
Well, you mentioned Of Among Us Stars.
Yeah, one of my personal favorites, too, by the way.
We'll start off.
Here's Charlie Mossbrook.
And look at that. I thought I was in tune. It's a warm day here in Coventry, so we'll blame the heat. Though often overlooked, she thought that this time she'd get to dance. Like the laundry on the line, she swayed as she waited for her chance. And up among the stars, she thought that this would be her chance to shine as bright as she had ever shown. Well, up among them, like a billion points of light, some are dim and some burn bright, far away across the Milky Way. Burn on forever, so it seems, and some are flashes in our dreams, fade away while we are just getting started. And up among the stars, we hope that we would be spinning aloft forever. Together we are up among them, like a billion points of light, some are dim and some burn bright, far away across the Milky Way. Burn on forever, so it seems, that some are flashes in our dreams, fade away while we are just getting started. Built her dreams up to believe that the scene inside her mind was true. So much so that she did not need someone to see her through. And up among the stars, across the galaxy, she left this world behind her, never to return. From up among them, like a billion points of light, some are dim and some burn bright, far away across the Milky Way. Burn on forever, so it seems, and some are flashes in our dreams, fade away while we are just getting started. Thank you.
Wow, I love that song.
Thanks. It's a fun one to play.
All the times that I've heard you play, it's mainly at the 10x3 or when there's tons of people around and we're sitting here in your apartment, my old apartment, still weird, by the way, and I'm able to actually look at the voicings that, you're doing, and it's wow, very, very cool stuff.
Thanks.
Another one of songs that you mentioned, Emeryville, is based kind of around your... You can tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm looking right now at a picture of a train here, and you've got a train set up there too, and you love trains.
I do love trains. I don't know when that started. When I was a kid, my dad gave us a Lionel kit when we were kids, but there after about 6 months, we weren't really supposed to play with it too much because it really became his toy, and he would build this these elaborate setups in the base as during the 70s, a lot of men were probably doing. They'd buy their kids a train kit, and then all of a sudden, that became the hobby. In the basement, was building these model trains, and then just over the years, I had always had sort of being a Woody Guthrie fan, I had this fascination with the trains, and then after I became disabled and driving became something that wasn't really available to me without a lot of modifications, I started taking to the train for touring. It's a lot more comfortable than a bus, and frankly, more comfortable than a car as far as I'm concerned. You can get up and move around a little bit. There's a dining car. You see the country in ways you never see from the freeways. I mean, America, I think from the freeways, kind of looks the same everywhere you go. But when you're on the train, they take you into these regions that you just will never see on a freeway. And it's kind of untouched. The tracks run through there, but there are no billboards or anything like that.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah, you know, when you're driving down the freeway, everything does look the same, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's Applebee's, and I probably shouldn't mention any, especially because there's one around the corner from you. Okay, they got a free plug, I guess. Movie theaters and chain restaurants and whatnot, we'll say.
Now, you're going to be playing, you're going to be traveling June 20th. You're playing the Last Minute Folk Concert Series in Topeka, Kansas. But you also have some other shows before then on... I'm checking the date right now because we're not actually recording on Monday. This is a couple of days before, so I want to make sure I have the dates right. But May 12th, you're going to be at the Barking Spider, and May 16th, the Hessler Street Fair, coming up already on us.
It is. Yeah, I'll be in University Circle right off the Case campus, the other big college in town. And
you're allowed to say that, don't worry.
Okay. So the Barking Spider is tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, according to when this is actually airing, right. and then Saturday at 2 o'clock, I'm playing the Hessler Street Fair, and we're doing a songwriter in the round. So Avon Loki Baird and Matt Harmon will be joining me on stage, and we'll be accompanying each other as well as trading songs throughout that hour, and that'll be a great time. As long as it doesn't rain, the Hessler Street Fair is a great event and a lot of fun.
And the Hessler Street Fair, May 16th, that's Saturday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got to make it back out to that. I've only been to that a couple of times, and it's a great event.
It's a fantastic event. And then as soon as you're bored and burnt out from walking back and forth, you go over the Spider, and they've got music from, I think noon until well past midnight.
Now, with as many shows as you play, and I'm looking at your schedule right now, and with as many songs as you have, does the venue ever... how much does a venue shape the set list that you have?
Not that much. I try to gauge my... most of the time I will play just whatever's on my mind. So I'll think of the next song I'm going to sing while I'm singing the first song. A couple weeks ago I had two events, and my girlfriend and I spent the day together. So she was at both events. So I purposely saved some songs for the second one and, threw a few surprises at her because I didn't want, it could be boring for me too, playing the same show
right
over and over. And I definitely thought it would be boring for her if she had to listen to the exact same show twice. So so I just try to be creative and keep it fun and spontaneous for myself. I don't have a band I need to pay attention to.
Isn't that great?
It's got its advantages.
I hope none of my band members are listening right now, but boy, that's fun though, isn't it? You can just play whatever you want.
Don't have to worry about the drummer hitting on your girlfriend.
Exactly. The drummer is always the problem.
It's always the drummer.
Well, you're playing tomorrow night, May 12th at the Barking Spider, and then this Saturday at the Hessler Street Fair. Mr. Charlie Mossbrook, how about another song?
Okay. Well, we were talking about Emeryville and the train, so may as well head out in that direction. It won't be long. Well, I heard her say. Well, as we waited at the station in the early hours of the day, and just like a song, with an old familiar melody, the number 5 will soon arrive and we'll all be on our way. 7:15, the train is pulling in. It's right on time, so let the journey begin. Aboard the Zephyr out of Denver and on through to Emeryville. Guitars are safely stored. Conductor shouts, we're all on board. We'll pull the Zephyr out of Denver and on through to Emeryville. And over the mountains and canyons and empty old towns, we're dining in the desert while the sun is sinking down. Come the night we sped across the Bonneville Flats with a pint of whiskey shared that we carried in a stainless steel flask. And I tried to write, but I guess my day is done, because it's hard to stay awake as you listen to them steel rails hum. And making up time lost to the day, when no more climbs beyond the Great Salt Lake. Aboard the Zephyr out of Denver and on through to Emeryville. Morning breaks and coffee is poured. Conductor shouts, everybody on board, because the Zephyr's leaving Reno and on through to Emeryville. And over the mountains and canyons and empty old towns, and up around the diner's summit, this train is slowing down behind the freight. We're losing time across the Golden State. I guess it's never quite as simple as you think that it's gonna be. And as the sun begins to fade, I look out on the San Francisco Bay. Aboard the Zephyr out of Denver, we were pulling into Emeryville.
Charlie Mossbrook here on Neo Rocks. Cool tune.
Thanks, Jason.
And you've got a lot of cool tunes you're going to be playing tomorrow with the Barking Spider. That's going to be a 8 p.m. start, correct?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
They've recently changed the start time, so it's a 7 p.m. for the early show and I think 8:30 or 9 for the late show. Clevelanders go to bed early these days. I don't know what the deal is. When I was young, we used to stay up all night long.
Well, now that the weather's turned, you know, things hopefully will change. People will be up a little bit later. And then this Saturday, you're playing at the Hessler Street Fair. Where can people go to find out more about Charlie Mossbrook?
CharlieMossbrook.com. It's Charlie with a lie. And Mossbrook is 1S. Just type that into any search engine. You can find me pretty quickly.
Very cool. Well, thanks for having us over, and I'm still kind of freaking out about my old apartment here that is now your apartment.
Thanks. I wish I had something to serve you here. Tea, maybe.
It's all right. I'm going to grab some falafel on my way out.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, Chase.
Minister Creek, I follow a path past an old hollow. Tree that lies decaying on the ground. Letting it go, I take my rest beneath the pines up on the crest. And daylight slips away without a sound. Beneath the stars in Pennsylvania, well, this time it's gonna gain ya a chance to figure out where you wanna be. Listening to the wind blow, the night is dark, and I am cold. Nocturnal souls are searching for me. All my fears are on high alert as it draws near, and I don't have much to give unless to steal. Beneath the stars in Pennsylvania, this time it's gonna gain ya a chance to figure out where you wanna be. Maybe go east and maybe go west, and darling, southern food will be best. My love to Canada is calling me to you. Back to a shore across Lake Erie, but my heart is gonna steer me back to this town of rust where I was born. Back to this town of rust where I was born. Physically tired from the trek, my mind is wired and I am wrecked. I barely have the strength to shed my clothes. Settling deep into my nest, I fold my heart across my chest, surrender to the slumber, my soul's repose. Beneath the stars in Pennsylvania, this time it's gonna gain ya a chance to figure out where you wanna be. I maybe go east and I maybe go west, darling, southern food will be best. My love to Canada is calling me to you. Back to a shore across Lake Erie, but my heart is gonna steer me back to this town of rust where I was born. Back to this town.